Back home now, and Nine Entertainment has all but secured total control of the once mighty Fairfax media empire. It now has 90% ownership of the Macquarie Radio Network on top of its earlier acquisitions. The deal to buy up the remaining Macquarie shares makes Nine the most powerful commercial media organisation in Australia across television, digital, print and now radio. And while the major owners of Macquarie have made millions in the sale, not every shareholder is happy. Joining me now in the studio is the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, just how important is this deal for Nine?
Well, Eleanor, the deal gives Nine Entertainment full control of Macquarie's talkback stations. The lucrative ones include 2GB in Sydney, 3AW in Melbourne, 4BC in Brisbane and 6PR in Perth. Now, Nine got 54% of Macquarie in last year's takeover of Fairfax Media, but it wanted the rest and has actually now convinced the biggest shareholder, John Singleton, to sell his 33% stake for $80 million. But now the 2GB breakfast shock jock Alan Jones and businessman Mark Carnegie have also sold up. Now, this gives Nine 92% of the company. It says it can now compulsorily acquire the rest. Now, fund manager Jeff Wilson from Wilson Asset Management controls 4.7% of Macquarie, or around 8 million shares. He's far from happy, and he's been holding out for a better deal, complaining that the price on the table of $1.46 a share is pretty lowball and a raw deal for shareholders.
A very unfortunate situation. We believe that the independent directors of Macquarie Media didn't look after all shareholders. The bid from Nine is very opportunistic and it doesn't fully reflect the value of Macquarie Media.
So I'll put you and your clients, I suppose, between a rock and a hard place. You have to really cop this deal now, don't you?
Well, we've sent letters to the independent expert. We've also sent letters to Nine, but we are in a very difficult position because, unfortunately, you know, the other major shareholders, being Singleton, Jones and Carnegie, have all accepted. And so it puts ourselves and other minority shareholders in a very awkward position.
So John Singleton, Alan Jones, Mark Carnegie, they're still doing pretty well despite what you complain is a lowball price.
Well, we'll all do well. I mean, we'll actually make money for our clients as well. It's a fantastic deal for Channel 9. Unfortunately, it's not a fantastic deal for all Macquarie Media shareholders.
So that's fund manager Jeff Wilson from Wilson Asset Management. Peter, how did other investors react when Nine announced the news this morning?
Well, the Macquarie Media shares are down just a little bit at $1.45 a share. So that offer from Nine of $1.46 is a little bit better, but it's still well below the $1.80 or $1.70 price that Jeff Wilson was complaining about just then. Nine down around about 1.5% this morning. One of the big challenges outside of this deal for Nine, now that it has control of Macquarie, will be dealing with some of the problems at 2GB, where advertisers have been recently bailing after comments from Alan Jones about the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern offended many of them and many listeners. So perhaps bringing in the blokey and at times rogue shock jock culture into Nine's human resources policies could be one of the very big and key cultural changes for Nine Chief Executive Hugh Marks.
Interesting to watch. The ABC's Peter Ryan, thank you.